Just general thoughts here coming into this game. I mean, what do you want to accomplish to build on from your first game against Seattle? What do you want to build on and accomplish against Atlanta?
I just want to keep increasing in the win column. Whatever I got to do, whatever it takes. Catching the ball, running the ball, protecting the quarterback. I just want to continue to get better in all three of those things.
Ty asked Aaron yesterday this question, and it's a whole different level for a running back as far as recovering after a regular season game, especially with the workload you had.
Yeah.
When do you start to feel normal again? Or is that, week one you think you're as healthy as you're going to be, but you start taking those hits. When do you start feeling normal again? And is this the last time maybe you'll feel that way all year?
I'm not sure. I personally, some of the things that really hindered me was just like freak plays. You know, having to go through the ankle surgery rookie year, last year when I got sick and I think I got rolled up on too. Like just freak things like that. But other than that, I think my body just calluses up pretty good and, I'm sore like the day after the game. But then after that, I get moving and body feels fine.
I know there's some guys who thrive on contact. Are you one of those guys? Do you like contact seeking it out?
Let me tell you, I thrive on being effective. If I have to take on contact or deliver contact, then that's what it is. If I got to just completely make a guy miss, then that's what it is. I look to doing whatever it takes. I don't really see myself, being so stubborn as like, oh, I'm going to run this guy over. My mindset is I am going to find a way to score the football, because at the end of the day, the team that has more points than the other team is going to win. Nobody's going to look at Ty and be like, oh, well, Ty did run over a couple people today. You're like, no.
Hey, Ty, are yards after contact merely an effort thing? I remember the play where it might have been a horse collar, but you could have almost scored on that when it looked like
they had I wanted to score that one. I do take pride in, yards after contact. That's important at this position, being able to break tackles and get those extra yards.
Can anyone do that? Is that just effort? Is it saying I'm never going to concede an inch, never concede a tackle ever?
I don't want to speak too general on that. I think it depends on the guy's running style. Some guys, their yards after contact is going to come from, making a guy miss in the hole and he gets a hand on him. And some guys, as we saw with, I don't really drop names, but, what Marshawn Lynch did to the D tackle, that was crazy, So, yards after contact is just something that if you're going to be a ball carrier, something you have to look to do.
How did you feel about workload in the game, Ty? You touched the ball more than you have in your career to this point and in that game somehow.
I felt good, and I feel good. Like I said, I like being effective, doing whatever it takes, and my body feels fine.
Did you need that? It's like the next little test for you, because you never had to do that before.
Or is I didn't that just need it, no. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think anything into that.
What do you make of the challenge? I mean, you guys opened up the Viking Stadium last year. You're going to be in a hostile environment, loud. The opposite of last week when everything's quiet while your offense is out there. It's going to be the case this week.
It's not something we haven't been in before, obviously. So we look forward to the challenge.
What's different in your eyes, Ty, when you look at Atlanta's defensive front versus preparing for Seattle? Are there different things as far as what you see about it?
Now, honestly, I don't think I can say that's, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, I think we're about to go against another fast flowing defense. It's very athletic. I mean, those guys. We faced it last week in Seattle, but then when we watched the film again, their linebackers, their defensive line, their front. I mean, they're athletic. They're fast, and they run side to side very well. They can cover, so it's going to be another good test for us.
When there's uncertainty on the offensive line, whether you don't know if the tackles are going to play this week or what have you, how does that affect you throughout the week of preparation, not knowing exactly who's going to be there, who's not?
Doesn't. No, it doesn't. It's news to me. I barely know the situation of what's going on. So my rules, my mechanics, my techniques, it doesn't change. And, whatever happens, I'm going to communicate with whoever's in there.
Ty, speaking of team speed, Atlanta's defense, is it important to get ahead of number 45, the Deion Jones guy? He looks like he can run.
Yeah, he can run. He's going to be important, but it's not just him, though. That's a that's another defense. They don't have as many years under their belts as Seattle does as far as playing together, because I definitely think they're a younger defense, if I'm not mistaken. But still, I mean, they very athletic, very talented defense, and, you know, not just 45.
Hey, Ty, how much discipline does it take to not ever try to bounce something against a pass defense like you faced last week and will again this week? Because some teams you may be able to bounce stuff on, but these are not those two teams.
Honestly, this is my personal opinion. I don't think it takes that much discipline, because if I want to be effective, if the ball is not supposed to go outside, then I probably shouldn't take it outside unless something really forces me to go outside. That's just the way I run. You know, I try to have good discipline in my running, good patience and technique.
Is it crazy, though, knowing that, okay, I'm going to get a half inch here or a yard there, when you think against other teams I may be able to bounce it, but no, this team's going to force you to earn every inch?
Yeah, I mean, that's the expectation I have every week. This team's going to do it. Who we play the following week and the week after that, that's the mindset that I'm going to have. You know, I have to keep that mindset of being gritty and fighting for every yard I get. And if some yards come easier than others, then I'll gladly take them.
Hey,